Welcome to episode 11 of the Low Carb Universe Show! Woo!
11, that's quite awesome.
Yes, it's double numbers.
Yeah, and we've done it every week.
I can't
believe
like,
it. We're like so into this.
Yes, we're very consistent for being us.
But because it's so very fun.
It is amazingly
fun. Really fun doing this, so we just like we're recording our own private conversations or something.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. You got someone there today?
I have a little helper. Yes. Her name is Layla and she's very cute, but seriously.
She's not helping.
She's not helping. No.
Never mind.
Anyway, yeah. Today we're going to start off I don't think it can be a series unless you have two episodes after each other, but a very mini series with something that you guys haven't heard before, I don't think. At least not in this format.
Yeah.
Everyone has a why. Why people are doing something, what motivates you, why do you keep doing it? And we wanted to show you guys our why. So today I will be interviewing Bitte a little bit about her story.
Yeah.
Great. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Awesome. So Bitte, when you were not yet a low carber, what would a day look like in your life?
It would be like sandwiches in the morning.
Yes.
And coffee, of course. And lunch, it would be like frozen Weight Watchers.
My stomach.
It's so disgusting. I can't understand how they can sell that shit.
No.
But it's so disgusting. And me and a colleague, we used to take a walk during our lunch hour down to the grocery store and buy those disgusting meals. And then up again. And okay, yeah. And like at 2 hours after lunch, it was this urge of having, I needed to put something in my mouth.
Yeah.
So it was coffee time in Sweden, fika in the offices, and I had fika, and many times there was like people bringing buns and cookies and things like that, and I always had one or two of those, and then I got home, and then it was like pasta or something with the pasta, and the veggies I ate was like cucumber, lettuce, iceberg lettuce, and tomatoes, and I felt, yeah.
Nutritious stuff,
nutritious.
Man.
Yes. Just like water in those veggies. Yes. I seldom eat them nowadays. Huh. Yeah, and that was, yeah, and I'm almost constantly craving something. Yeah. Could be tea and sandwiches in the evening.
Great. Well, not great, but
yeah, it was quite the opposite of today. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did you feel back then? How did your body feel? How did you feel emotionally?
Crappy.
One glorious word to summarize them all.
I was overweight. Not that to a critical point, but I was clearly overweight. I had no energy, I snored, I slept badly, but I have to tell some in my story, also I can add a burnout, because I slept so lousy, and I woke up in the evening, in the nights, crying, and a stomach ache from anxiety and things like that. So I was working too much. In the wrong way, or had the wrong. I don't know. It was
everything was
fighting very hard to be accepted, or my employer would think that I was just wonderful and doing a magnificent job.
Yeah,
but it didn't work like that because I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to do. But yeah, that's a very complex story. But so I slept badly. I had problems with my tummy. I had gastritis, but what's I never know what the name is.
Gastritis.
And migraines and overweight and dry skin.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, well, in comparison to now, for sure, it doesn't sound like you were enjoying life much, but...
Not much.
But maybe when you're in it and you don't know of anything better, you don't know how good it can be.
Exactly, because you think that, oh, this is a normal...
Yeah, this is the way it should be.
This is how life should be.
Yeah.
And sitting here knowing what happened like 10 years later, I'm just, okay.
Yeah.
There's always a way to tweak something to make it even better.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things to do.
Absolutely. So when did that change come for you? When did it start?
I actually found a GI, glycemic index, as we call it in Swedish. I started with that diet, and it really was really helpful, and I felt fine, and I lost kilos, and but after a while, I had more and more attacks of gastritis.
Yeah,
and when I had those, the only thing I could eat was like white bread and white rice, my tummy became better, and then I started eating as I was supposed to, and then after a while I had the gastritis again, and it was like, oh, I got so fed up with it. But the funny thing with this diet is that you have different phases you eat. You have a startup phase, and you have but during the startup phase, I always felt marvelous. And then was when you could eat as much fat as you wanted.
Look at that.
And you were going to have as little carbs as possible. And then you, after 2 weeks, you were going to leave this phase because it was dangerous, you know, eating like that. What happened the third week if you would go just fall down dead? But that didn't struck me until I found a low carb, high fat.
Yeah.
And what was the
when did it start? Did you start?
Exactly. Then I totally lost control, and I gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And I had still problems with my gastritis, and I started Googling for a nice food when you have gastritis.
Yeah,
and I ended up in Dr. Annika Dahlqvist's blog.
She's a superstar.
Yeah, she's the queen of low carb, high fat.
She is.
Yeah, she is super cool. And I read what she wrote, and it was like, eat more butter and drink cream and eat pork. And I just, okay, crazy lady.
Of keto is going to kill us all.
Yeah, that was my impression of her. But something got me thinking about it, and it felt like it made sense in some sense. And but it took me 1 year before I dared trying it because of all the fat and being a Weight Watcher, being a diet queen. It didn't fit into my reality as it was.
No, of course not.
But then I started after a year, and I said I will try it for a couple of weeks. If I feel bad, I'm going to stop immediately. And that was more than 9 years now.
Yeah. No, I mean, how could all of that good, natural, healthy foods, you know, that couldn't possibly make you feel good?
No.
No. Must be a lie.
No, it will kill you. So
slowly.
No. So I'm very grateful because it helped me lose my weight. I had better skin. I got rid of my gastritis.
How long did that take?
It took like 3 days. Then my tummy was calm and not bloated.
Wow.
So, and the migraines, I don't really remember exactly, but it took like one and a half month or something. And I lost about 20 pounds, about 10 kilos in 3 months without
even trying.
No training, no nothing. But after that, the first 3 months, I felt like I wasn't hungry in the same way. So I actually ate less after the first period. So I think my body was just, give it to me. Oh, give me the fat. Give me the ribs.
Give me all the good fats.
And other veggies than lettuce. Yes, cucumber.
Other veggies than 95% water. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So stupid. But it's standard veggies.
Exactly. And we didn't, before that, it was also, you didn't really know or cared. Because all you were taught to do was to fear the fat.
Yeah.
So even you, I thought I was super healthy when I ate those veggies too. And I'm like, yes, double score points. But turns out it was all water and I might as well just have had a, glass of water instead.
That's good. But, and about the veggies, because it's so fun, because people think that us low carbers, we don't eat any veggies.
I know.
Some,
it's weird.
They have that strange picture of us. But I've never eaten so many different veggies and so much veggies since I started with low carb.
Yeah, the variety is impressive.
Cabbage. I love cabbage.
Yes.
In all sizes and colors, and you can do so much with them.
Yeah.
I've been out in my garden doing the kratta. What is kratta?
Raking leaves.
Raking.
Yeah, raking leaves.
Raking leaves, second day in a row, yesterday 1.5 hour, 1 hour today, and I just want to get out again because it's so, nice.
I won't keep you much longer.
No.
All right, so, hey, that's a really fascinating story because you really changed your whole life.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
I'm guessing that you also sought medical help for your issues, for your stomach and for your for your head.
Pills.
And isn't it fascinating that they, collectively they, I know there are very many good doctors out there too, but that they couldn't give you anything that actually worked. It was just sort of a patch on, okay, that will keep you quiet for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And she'll be back, but then maybe I'll have some other pills I can push on.
Some stronger one or something. No, it's so, so strange. It's so funny that they don't even give it one single thought.
No.
They did never ask me, what are you eating?
Yeah. And especially when you come in for stomach problems, to not connect what goes in with how it feels, like what you eat with how it feels.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, so and they said, you need more fibers.
Oh, God. Oh.
But the right fibers, but this was fiber from grain.
Yeah, exactly.
More fiber.
Whole grains.
Whole grain. And I have to tell you, because I mentioned also my burnout, that when I had been doing low carb for a couple of weeks or a month or I don't know. I suddenly felt very calm.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of anxiety in my body, but it was like relaxation of the soul. And that just been going better and better and better for each year.
Yeah.
And now the latest years, all the talk about the gut.
Yeah.
Isn't that
fascinating?
Super interesting. Yeah. And it's so, and everything makes sense.
Yeah.
But because I was wondering, why do I feel so like a liberated soul? And it was, probably because I was healing my gut.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nice reflection.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you compare a day in your life before low carb to, say, a day, any day, today, how would you describe the differences?
It's like unicorns pooing rainbows all over my day.
I think you just found the title of this episode. Thank
you. No, but I have the energy levels. It's such a difference. I wake up in the mornings and I'm just woohoo. at yes, 5:30, and that's true. Yes. I'm not lying. No. And I feel genuinely happy. I'm deep in my soul. I'm a very lucky and happy person.
Yeah.
I have my days. Oh,
everyone does.
You should know. And I have my problems, but it's like whatever.
Yeah.
Just deal with it and continue to have the fab life with a good health and a lot of energy. So, yeah.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Another thing that I know is very big within the keto, especially community, is, you know, when you start out, that you start measuring, you know, blood ketones or ketones at all, blood sugar, all of these, you know, health stats that people so-called need to keep track of. Mm-hmm. Did you keep track of any of that? Did you measure any of that?
No, I just went berserk. I just let my body tell me what...
You dare to trust your body?
I did. Stupid me. But it turned out very well. You need to trust your body. Yeah. And you think, I've been testing my blood glucose levels. I've been testing my ketones. I've been measuring food. But I've just been doing it because I wanted to know what people were talking about.
Yeah,
I can try to be persistent. I think, okay, now I'm going to write up what I'm eating, a longer period on how I'm moving and how I'm feeling. And I, after 1.5 days, duh. Yeah. It's so boring.
Yeah, you lose motivation completely.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that since I've been weight watching a lot in several different periods of my life, I really hate the thing that you have to count. It really stressed me.
Yeah.
I can feel the anxiety, waking up my anxiety again. So I only do it and after I did my training as a dietary advisor, I did quite a few experiments just to know what I was talking about with my clients.
Yeah. Speaking of which, so you did your training to become... a pro in nutrition and low carb. Would you recommend people to do that now?
I'm not sure, because you should do it for your own sake. You shouldn't do it to think that you will have a career, because it's very hard to make a living out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, and you got so much information out on internet for free. And the hard thing there is to find the right sources, who is reliable, who really knows. But you have to learn. You can buy books. You can go to the library and have books. And you have to read a lot and compare and listen to what people say.
Yeah.
And then choose the right way, the track for you yourself. But I think that for the years I've been working as a dietary advisor and those clients I've had, I think that they mostly need someone to support them.
Yeah.
Not to tell them, because low carb is simple.
It is
simple. It's not rocket science. It's like eat plain food and eat nice stuff. But they need the support to be able to get over the first 5 or 6 weeks and really get into it.
Yeah.
So I've never told my clients that you should eat this and that. So that amount of protein or fat or how many carbs, you have to find your own.
Exactly. Measure
the best ratios for yourself. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also I've found that people mostly need help with learning how to listen to their bodies again.
Yes.
After, you know, years of chemical crap that they've been calling food, that they've been eating, and all systems are in the body are destroyed, or not destroyed, but they are very interrupted in what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So people need, well, that's what I've seen, and I'm sure you have a similar experience, but they need the emotional support with doing something like this, and then they need to start trusting their own bodies, and they don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
And that is, that is scary. We are very messed up.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's about trusting yourself.
To a large extent, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not so much about food, actually, low carb.
No.
I don't find.
No.
That's the easy part, anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And then finding how you need to do it for you to feel the best is one part.
Yeah.
The other part is doing something like this emotionally. Mm. And then learning to trust your body again, which is...
Yeah. But talking about learning, I spoke to a friend earlier today on the phone, and we were talking about how you change during the years. And when I was new to low carb, high fat, it was like dip, 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 butter, and all that. And now I'm like, okay, the low carb, high fat, low carb community, it has so, it's so broad, and it's so, it's like, it's so different, and people are different. And if a person nowadays say to me, oh, I can do rye bread.
Yeah.
8 years ago, I went, oh, what are you doing? You can't do it. And I said, oh, nice for you.
Yeah.
Is it working? Yeah. Okay. Then go on, do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, choose nice products.
Yes. Choose wisely.
Choose wisely. Stuff without crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that was my message today.
Vita's message to the world.
Yeah. No crap, babies.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anything you would like to add to your story that I've completely repressed or forgotten about?
You got nothing to lose. Because you're, if you're been afraid of trying this, just try it.
Yeah.
And give it a few weeks. And you must understand that eating natural, real food that isn't processed until eternity or refined sugars, skip it and everything, it's not dangerous.
No, it's really not. No. I have one more question.
Okay.
Who was your first big low-carb hero or heroine?
Oh, it must have been Annika Dahlqvist, faktiskt.
Yeah.
Eller faktiskt.
Faktiskt. Oh my God.
That was so Swedish. Because she opened my eyes.
Yeah.
And she really cleared the path for the future low-carb advocates in Sweden. Yeah. Since she was, what you called, unmeld? She was...
Reported
to the social department that handles the doctor's
licensing.
Yeah. And they, after like 1 or 2 years, they found that she wasn't doing anything wrong when she was telling her patients to go low carb, because it was according to science and experience.
Fascinating.
So she has meant a lot for low carb high fat community and for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm my own hero, since I've been doing this, been surviving
for 10 years.
For almost 10 years soon.
That is a lot longer than a vast majority of the community has been doing low carb. So yay!
Yeah, woohoo! 10 years in January next year. Then we'll have a party.
Oh, we need to fix a party.
Butter party.
No. Butter party.
Butter party.
Thank you.
If people wonder, if people have any questions to ask me about my, I don't want to say journey, my adventure with low carb.
That's the same.
Yeah, I know, but it's more fun than saying journey. You just write a comment and I'll try to answer.
Fantastic. Thank you very, very much for sharing your expertise, actually, as it has become in 10 years.
Yeah.
About your... I can't say
adventure.
The word. Adventure. Your trip.
My health adventure.
Yes, your health trip.
Yeah.
And I hope you'll be able to inspire a lot of people by sharing this.
Oh, thank you. I hope I will.
Fantastic. See you next week.
Yeah. See you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.